The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
It's the show that answers the questions, could you milk a cockroach?
By the way, cockroach milk is really yummy. Some would even say nummy.
This announcement has been brought to you by the Cockroach Dairy Council.
And now the man who once wrangled cockroaches for a living in Kansas City, Eric Metaxas.
Yeah, that's my past, and I'm proud of it. If it doesn't break you, it can only make you stronger. My name's Eric Metaxas. This is the Eric Metaxas Show, and my guest is Tom Shalhoub, the comedian and radio host and author, Tom Shalhoub.
Eric Metaxas, great to be here. And just from that little comedy intro that you did about milking cockroaches, yeah, it reminded me of an old bit that most people won't know, but you mentioned it when you came on my quiz show, The Goon Show. You and I are both lovers of old comedy.
That's why we like tangents, because yes, we could just instantly go to the Z-axis. And people are like, hey, whoa. What did you just do? And the Goon Show did that.
The Goon Show was unbelievable.
In the 1950s.
Peter Sellers, who were all these guys? All this
in the
Dudley Moore, I think, right?
50s. Yeah. The Goon Show was wacko comedy. Brilliant, brilliant. And so you thought that our intro
had
the flavor of
the absurdist
goons?
Humor that you came in with, it reminded me of, the old absurd humor of The Goon Show / Monty Python, and we were discussing old comedy. I mentioned in an email to you this morning, F Troop, and some of the old comedies that I used to watch. I'm steeping myself in old comedies now. Jacques Tati, I love. I'm a lover.
Whoa. Did you just say Jacques Tati?
Jacques Tati.
Alvin, get him out of here. Get him. Take him out now. No, listen. Did you know, before we go on that tangent, I want to go on another tangent. But, and we're going to get to the hard-hitting news of the day, folks. You hold on to your hats there. But you just referenced Jacques Tati, and before that you're talking about comedy, and you mentioned the Goons, right?
Yeah.
Now, I know the Goons only because of a friend of mine, Carl Tiedemann. Now, Carl Tiedemann is a genius comedian, whatever, and he's now just produced a film called Funny You Never Knew, which is about Martha Ray, George Gobel,
yeah,
and Imogene Coca, right? And so he introduced me to all this classic comedy. But I want to say that a friend of Carl's and mine, Todd Wilkerson.
I know Todd.
Does that intro. Did you recognize the voice of Todd?
He did the bug?
That was Todd Wilkerson.
Wowzos. Todd Wilkerson. Okay. King Baby Comedy Group.
That's right.
Jeannie Gaffigan
with
him. Jim Gaffigan.
That's right.
My buddy Jim Gaffigan.
Now we're talking.
Connects. It all connects.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Because I heard Todd and I thought, wait a minute, you know Todd.
Yes.
But that was Todd. We wanted just the right amount of wacky. And I'm not willing to put myself out there like a comedian like that, because people think of me as a serious news guy.
They do.
And so we're going to talk about some serious news right now. Do you have a problem with that?
No, I love it.
Because you do that on your program.
For example, I can go anywhere.
Are you going to do your show today and talk about serious news?
Yeah, I am. I am. And you know.
Do you know what you're going to talk about?
I don't know. But at some point, usually around noon, I sit down and decide what the hot button issues of the day are. How am I going to open the show?
But wait a minute. It's 2 p.m. now. That makes no sense.
I see.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Let's bring this back to me. Actually, no. Let's talk to about the news of the day. Did you see the Trump rally yesterday?
Trump rally yesterday. Watched about half of it. It was very exciting. He went after the lighting. It was amazing. Where was it? Was he in a sunny state? I can't remember where he was.
I don't know.
He was in Pennsylvania, but it was very sunny because
Pennsylvania.
We're approaching the summer months when it's still sunny at 7 o'clock, and he said, you know, we got the sun. You know, what do you like better, the sun or the lights? And he's telling the people, because the news is there to cover them, and they have lights on. And he says, can we turn these lights off? We have something called the sun. I mean,
called the sun. Now, actually, but the thing about the reason a lot of people don't get Trump is that there has never in the history of the world been anyone like Donald Trump. Donald Trump grew up in the media spotlight. And he knows it better than anybody. I mean, he was like a billionaire, you know, or he was creating stuff in his 30s, and he's on the cover of magazines. You know, he's now in his 70s, and he has been playing them for 4 decades.
Yes.
And so he's produced TV shows. He's been the star of shows and stuff. He's been in movies. So we've never had a president, you know, other than Ronald Reagan. But I'm saying, like, he knows how it all works, and he can comment on it as it's happening.
And it's funny because there's a lot of gotchas where the media will come out with a story and say, oh, this is going to really hurt him.
Did you say gotchas?
Gotcha stories, you know.
That was a Boston accent. There's a lot of gotchas.
Hey, we're going to get this guy now, you know.
Yeah.
So they'll publish a story. You won't believe it. Donald Trump wasn't as rich as he said he was in the late 80s. A terrible expose. It's a scandal. And everyone was like, yeah, we kind of knew that. We kind of knew he was faking it till you make it. That was the whole idea.
Why we elected him, you jerks here.
It was in his book. He had a book he wrote about how, hey, guys, I wasn't as rich as I said I was. Joke's on you. This is, you know, now I'm
even richer. But CNN acted like they had uncovered this through journalism. Now, here's the joke. They no longer do journalism. Just watch Don Lemon and you'll see what we're talking about. But the fact is that they acted like they got it. And I thought, well, yeah, that was on the cover of the Post 100 times in 1992.
Because we were here. We saw those headlines, and everyone in New York knew about all of that and the near downfall, the bankruptcies, the rise once again.
People often ask me, and I'll ask you, you know, you live in the belly of this beast that I like to call the Big Apple, New York. And you are a conservative. You're a Christian. And people ask me this. I'll ask you, how do you function in this climate other than doing what you already said, which is cowardly avoid it?
That's it. It's a bit of cowardly avoiding, a bit of staying inside bubbles. And no, I mean, I'm out there all the time.
Yeah, you are.
But I find that I don't have you know what the one thing I don't do is I don't argue with people on social media. Social media is
Tom,
a real...
Tom, I'm going to shake your hand,
yeah,
please. Okay, neither do I, and I cannot imagine why anyone would argue on social media. It's the lose-lose of all time. Why?
Well, I guess because it gets people to pay attention, and then somebody's having a fight.
If
you know,
you're
you
looking,
have a feud.
I guess maybe your people are looking for that media attention, and that's why they do that.
Yeah. Maybe you and I can have a
maybe
feud.
Maybe we could have a fake feud.
Yes,
but I still think you're too nice. People wouldn't buy it. But you know what? Seriously, though, you're right. But you and I don't do that. You know what I do? I had to pause between those words because it's not a scatological show. I block people like crazy.
Yeah.
Block. In Boston, they say block.
Yeah.
I'm going to block you. If I'm playing hockey at 4:30 in the afternoon, I will block you if you tweet against me in a nasty way. And I do that because I'm thinking, like, you know what? Life's too short.
Don't need it. You don't need to hear from it.
I don't need nasty people cursing on. It's like goodbye. But you really you're here with me, and you managed to pull it off.
I like to communicate to people, to as many people as possible. That's why in my stand-up, I've been going around the country with Greg Gutfeld, and we do these shows. Yes.
Gutfeld?
Me and Gutfeld. I open the show with stand-up. He comes out, and I interview him, and we kind of, you know, he's got a bit. He's a comedian at heart, but he's never really done stand-up, so I kind of am his straight man.
You know, that's weird. That's like me. I'm not kidding. I've never heard anybody describe it that way because I feel like I'm a comedian at heart, but I've never done stand-up. And Greg Gutfeld, you're telling me he's never done stand-up?
No, never done
stand-up.
Because
he's one of the funniest people I've ever encountered.
Yes, and he just needs the setups. So, you know, I mean, I guess you could say that Groucho never did stand-up. He needed George Fenneman, and I'm the George Fenneman to Greg Gutfeld.
Albin is my George Fenneman.
Oh, big time.
And I say that, Albin, in love. No, it's true. George Fenneman, not to be confused with fennel or fenugreek. Fennel and fenugreek are things that you use in cooking. George Fenneman was the man.
The great straight man of all time.
But he was like Margaret Dumont, right?
Yes.
Like Margaret Dumont in the 30s was that the straight man foil for Groucho in the movies. And then in the 50s, it was George Fenneman. But you play, even though you're a comedian, you play the George Fenneman role to Gutfeld when he comes out.
Because he's the better known. I mean, he's the big draw.
I've never heard of him.
He has a huge, they call it a platform now. I don't like that word because it's so annoying. But
you know
he's
what?
Got
I
the,
hate that too.
He's got. I'm so glad he's using his platform.
Can
to
we?
Get the
can
word
we
out.
Invent a new word right now?
I mean, let's. So it's not. It's.
Uh oh, we're out of time. We'll be right back with a new word. It's the Eric Metaxas show.
It's true.
Like a coin that won't get tossed, rolling home to you.
Are you overwhelmed, unable to think clearly or sleep well at night, or just trudging through each day but not really enjoying your life? I'm a counselor with Faithful Counseling, and that feeling of distress can sometimes be because you're wrestling with a problem that seems too big or too impossible to overcome. Other times, people are consumed by a past hurt. I'm part of a network of Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who share your faith. We want to give you a free week so you can try us out. You can begin a conversation with one of us by text or phone, even video conferencing today. Are you ready to shake this off and begin enjoying your life? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you'll not pay a dime. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Attention timeshare owners. Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list. Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. With rising costs, you probably wish you had a way to get out of that burdensome and expensive timeshare. Thankfully, we can help. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Your cell phone's connected to your tablet. Your tablet's connected to your laptop. Your laptop's connected to your Wi-Fi. One weak link and thieves are in.
The digital world is so connected these days, it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. Good thing LifeLock Identity Theft Protection includes the power of Norton Security to watch out for threats in today's connected world.
Your desktop's connected to your smart TV. Your smart TV's connected to your smartwatch.
Threats to your identity, like your info for sale on the dark web. And online threats to your devices, like ransomware. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But LifeLock with Norton detects a wide range of threats to your identity and devices. And if there's a problem, our agents will work to fix it.
Your smartwatch is connected to your video doorbell. Your video doorbell's connected to your smart lock.
Join now and get 10% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code GORKA for 10% off. LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
Okay, Facebook and Google. Do you think they value your privacy? Of course not. It's the opposite. Big tech companies make a lot of money from your personal information. Gmail by Google, along with Yahoo, AOL, and other free email providers, have a history of scanning mailboxes and delivering targeted ads within those accounts. It's an old saying, and it's still true. There's no such thing as a free lunch. Somebody has to pay, and you are paying with your personal private information. Now, Ronald Reagan would not stand for this. He believed your freedom and your privacy were individual rights that came from God and were protected by our Constitution's Bill of Rights. Take back your God-given right to privacy now. Get a Reagan email address at ReaganPrivacy.com. Unlike other email providers, they don't scan or record your emails. They leave you alone. A Reagan email address costs as little as $33 a year. That's only 9 cents a day. Plus, get two free bonus months when you sign up now. Get your Reagan email address today at ReaganPrivacy.com. That's ReaganPrivacy.com. Folks, that's the Bee Gees. I'm Eric. I'm talking to my friend Tom Shalhoub. Tom, we're having so much fun.
Maybe too much.
I hope the audience is having a tithe as much fun as we are. seriously, because I just get so goofy. Speaking of goofy, you were talking about Gutfeld, Red Eye, and you said that every time I was on Red Eye, what?
Like, we always would introduce you, and we would list your credits, you know, author, television host, radio host, and we would always end with, and today's man model or men's warehouse model. That was your thing because we thought you looked like you could have been in a catalog for today's man. And you do.
I am in a catalog, but I can't talk about that stuff on the air. That's my private life. So seriously, though, you do this stuff with Gutfeld and you play George Fenneman to his Groucho or whatever. And I find that fascinating that you're willing to submit yourself in that way, because a lot of people they're all about themselves and they wouldn't do that.
Well,
but you have to be versatile.
And we don't have, no one knows what a straight man is anymore. In the old days, there was always a straight man, and that's gone because people don't understand the old formats. They don't understand. They haven't watched these people work.
You are absolutely right. Actually, when Gutfeld kicks you to the curb, and I know he will, I like to do that with you. That'd be fun sometime. Gutfeld, you know, because he's just on such an ego high right now. It's sick. Pray for him. He's like Elvis. He shot a TV. I'm not kidding. He shot a TV the other day. He didn't like what was on it. He blasted away at it. And
that would be like him.
And a lot of times they catch him, passed out on the commode and that kind of stuff. He's at that level of celebrity right now, Greg Gutfeld, you know, and it's very hard when you're up in that stratosphere.
It actually is.
Because you surround yourself by yes men.
In all seriousness, I don't know how any of these big, big celebrities get away with not being jerks. I often ask people that when I'm interviewing them. I say, you know, someone who's been in the business a long time, and I say, did you ever become a jerk? And if so, when? And are you still a jerk? And because it's so easy to become a jerk when people say that you're wonderful. And I think that people believe Robert De Niro the other day, I heard him going on, and he's at this point, he's a doddering old man, and it's so sad to see. But when you see someone, no one around Robert De Niro ever pauses and says, oh, maybe you shouldn't say that. Anything that comes out of his mouth, they say, right. Oh, Mr. De Niro.
He's the Delphic Oracle.
Yes.
Trump is a pee.
But how do you know when you are saying dumb things if nobody tells you?
I'll tell you how. This is why God in the good book prohibits divorce. Because your first wife, who's meant to be your last, she will tell you. But if you kick her to the curb for a newer model, and then you kick her to the curb for a newer model, I don't think wife number three is going to take the trouble to go after you like that.
Right.
Because she's waiting for you to kick off, and she's going to inherit stuff. So basically, a lot of celebrities, they don't have that person. They got rid of that person, or that person, you know, went away. And so that's why you and I, by sticking with our current wives, you know, we're getting that kind of feedback.
Yes, and do they have a hard job, I think, because you and I are we are outgoing personalities. Are we annoying, Eric, to our wives? Because
are you kidding?
Because if you go someplace with your wife,
you're not annoying. I'm annoying. I guarantee you that the level of annoying you are to your sweet wife, whom I've met, my poor wife, and my daughter. Oh my gosh, that poor kid. Do you know what happened? This is not a joke. The other day, my TBN TV show debuted. Okay, and so I figured, you know, my daughter's not even going to watch it, right? On Friday, she blew it off, right?
Yeah.
But I called up my parents. I was so excited, like I want to find out, you know. So at 6:34, because it aired at 6 o'clock, I call them up, right? And this is like, if you want to stay humble. So I called my parents, like, so, and I said to them in Greek, you know, Muev Lepes, you know, did you see me? And they're like, what? Like that's like the response. You're like, hold on. Your father's upstairs. Like that kind of stuff. Like that kind of, you go into the chaos,
yes,
of that world. And then I hear my father say, is it still on? Is it? Like they thought it was an hour show. They totally forgot about it.
Yeah.
So on Sunday, I thought, I'm going to go up there to Connecticut and I'm going to force them to watch it with me. All right. On the TV, because the TV's big. Computer.
DVR? Have they DVR'd it at this point?
DVR?
No.
They literally, if you said to them, do you know what DVR is? They don't know what that is. So my daughter happened to be with me, right? This is, if you want to be humbled, keep your family intact. And my daughter, 4 minutes into it, says, okay, Dad, seriously, I can't watch this. Like, and I understood her. Like, she's had enough of me,
yeah,
to last 50 lifetimes. Your wife, my daughter, they're saints because they're hearing this shtick. Anybody listening right now, they can just click it off and go, what a jerk. Click.
Yeah.
My wife and daughter, they can't.
Are you because you are an outgoing personality and a kind of you're a performer?
And I'm on Claritin.
Yes. But I think you take it upon yourself to entertain people when you're around them. So if you're at a gathering or you want to be good, you want to be gregarious, you want to entertain.
I feel
right?
so known by you right now.
Well, does it?
That I want to kiss you, but I'm not going to do that. But I do. What you just said, you're exactly correct.
So does that make you not want to go places? I find that because people divide the world into extroverts and introverts, I'm definitely both, because if I'm at the party, I'm an extrovert, but that makes me not want to go to the party because it's very stressful to have to entertain people. So I just say, I don't want to go out and see those people.
Well, actually, that's interesting. You're more known as a comedian, and for me, it happens a little differently, but it's basically the same thing. And I think I take it upon myself to do that. And it's hard for me to not do that.
Do you ever go?
I feel like I'm supposed to do that.
If you say you're booked as a speaker, do you ever say, you know what, I'm going to be serious, Eric, tonight. No jokes, no entertaining. I'm just going to go and be the dry Eric that they hired, and I'm not going to, you know.
No.
No?
I can't. I don't think I could.
Yeah.
I mean, when I'm giving a speech, I give a lot of speeches. I talk about, I mean, this week, tomorrow night, I'm going to be in Chad's Ford, Pennsylvania. That's literally tomorrow, Wednesday. And like, there is no way I'm not joking. I can't help it.
Yeah.
And they didn't hire me for that. They
right.
booked me. It's kind of like an evangelistic talk. But that's just who I am, man. But I don't know. It's so interesting that I talk to somebody who has the same kind of issues. It's weird. But I feel obliged to entertain the waitress or the whoever, you know.
Right.
Like, and that's
it fits.
Just,
I think that's where my wife gets exhausted, because the waitress will come up and I'll, you know, she wants to order food. The kids are hungry and I'm doing a routine with the waitress.
Right,
I'm trying
right.
to make her laugh. And
right.
it's like, why are you right. wasting all this potential dinner time
right.
with this entertaining act?
You're just making me feel so okay. Thank you, my brother. No, it's true. I actually, the thing that I can't not comment on is there's a new thing. I just noticed it like in the last couple of years, and it's now unhinging me. Okay. Actually, there's two things. One is, no matter where you are, when you say thank you, No one any longer says the proper response, including my engineer. Yeah, I'm talking about you, James. You're supposed to say, you're welcome. Do you understand? Is that too tough? You're welcome. Thank you. You're welcome. Everyone says, no problem.
No problem. Or maybe...
am I cranky enough or what?
No problem. But there's a new one, Eric. There's a new one besides no problem. No biggie. No biggie. No big deal. No big deal, they'll say. Thank you. No big deal.
Or no problems, like Canadians say, no problems. And I think to myself, yeah, you're right, it's no problem, because you're being paid to do this for me now, right? So let's get established. There's no problem on your end. So you're supposed to say, you're welcome, and say thank you. But that's nothing. Servers now all do this, especially if the place is slightly fancy or has a pretension of being, we want to be like the better place. They will always use the future tense. They will say... and that is going to be drizzled with balsamic, The pork chop tonight will be blah, blah, blah. It's like, what do you mean will be? It is. Like the pork chop tonight, the special is blah, blah, blah. But they say will be. But I even got this to where I'm checking in at a hotel that has pretensions, right? And they say, and the elevators are going to be down this hall. And
you're right.
And I said, what? You mean they're not there now? Like I've got to turn it into a, I try to shame people through comedy.
Yes. No worries. That's it, Eric.
No worries.
That's the new one.
You got it.
Yeah.
No worries.
That's the extra millennial version of no problem.
And if I've had too much Claritin and I'm edgy and spacey, I'm liable to come after them physically. I'm just warning you people. We're going to go to a break. We're talking about the news of the day with my friend Tom Shalhoub. You go to TomShalhoub.com. If you spell it, if you can't spell it, still go to TomShalhoub.com. Thanks for listening.
For SRN News, I'm John Scott. As anticipated, former White House counsel Don McGahn did not appear to testify before the House Judiciary Committee today on the instruction of President Trump. Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler is warning of a possible contempt charge. As questions mount over Iran, top national security officials headed to Capitol Hill to brief Congress today. This came after escalating tensions in the Persian Gulf that have raised alarms over a possible military confrontation with Iran. The tornado that touched down in Tulsa early Tuesday was part of a powerful storm system that spawned dozens of tornado sightings Monday and caused significant flash flooding in parts of Oklahoma. U.S. home sales slipped 0.4% in April as would-be homebuyers faced affordability challenges and a limited supply of starter houses. This is SRN News.
Following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts to one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm having so much fun with Tom Shalhoub that I'm wondering if we're going to even be able to air this program. Tom, we were talking about you do comedy with Greg Gutfeld. You go on tour with Greg, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
When I had him on my show because his book was out, I think I freaked him out because, like, I think he thinks of me as kind of like the faith guy or something.
Right. So he pigeonholes you.
So he put me in that box.
Yeah.
And I was so goofy with him on the air, and I'll tell you why, because his book had just come out, and they did a segment on the Greg Gutfeld Show. It's one of the most brilliantly funny things I've ever seen. And when I saw it, I just was in awe. He said, we've got an interview. Somebody's interviewing me about my book, and it was a man dressed as a dolphin. And they named him, he's the hard-hitting correspondent, Dolphin Stevens.
Dolphin,
right?
Stevens.
It wasn't like Stephen Dolphin. Somehow they made the first name Dolphin.
Yeah, Dolphin.
So it was Dolphin Stevens. And whenever Dolphin spoke, it was that high-pitched, you know, the dolphin noise?
Yeah, dolphin talk.
And it may be the funniest thing I've seen in a year.
Well, you know what's great about that is that there just happened to be an inflatable dolphin around the office.
I think it was like a fluffy dolphin head, like a plush dolphin head or something.
That.
But they played it straight,
yeah.
And Greg played it straight as only he can. But it was so funny that I couldn't stop talking about Dolphin Stevens with him. And I think I freaked him out and just thought, like, make a note, I'm not going to do that show anymore.
Well, he's very comfortable with faith. He sees, when I tour with him.
Oh, I know.
I'm always pulling out the rosary, you know, and he won't say it with me, but he's glad I'm saying a rosary before we take off on the plane.
I hear you, man. No, because, but see, Catholics can do that shtick in the same way. You don't get this so much, but it used to be like Victoria Jackson. I've had her on the show a million times. I love her. She was on SNL. I don't know if you remember, but she always pulls the, I tell them I'm a Baptist, you know. And when you tag a denomination, it kind of becomes like I'm Irish or something. And the faith thing is sort of subsumed in a safe way.
Right.
So when you say Catholic, it's like we can make fun of the Catholic shtick. Whereas with me, it's just you're getting raw Jesus stuff.
Yeah,
and it makes people uncomfortable.
It is true.
Hey, I don't blame you, man.
Yeah, you name the denomination and it puts it into the culture.
Yeah.
And so as opposed to saying I'm Christian, which I do like to say sometimes because you throw that out there.
Yeah.
Because, you know, because we are
Christian is now, we know, is a synonym for racist.
I know.
And by the way, and you have to become, the Bible tells us to be racist, so that's who we are. But seriously, you know, it's the same thing with my brain. It's not Claritin, by the way. It's the other one.
It's
the other one?
Zyrtec.
Zyrtec. But they're kind of the same underlying philosophy,
aren't
they? That's
why I can't even, my brain is so fried right now. But Garrison Keillor always would talk about the Minnesota Lutherans.
Yeah.
So he would, you know, you're kind of hiding behind, I don't mean hiding, but you're standing behind this thing and it gives you some whatever. But you and I were talking about Greg Gutfeld having this huge platform now, and we hate the word platform.
Yeah. Because it's always.
Can we use another word?
Well, yeah, because they've ruined the word. Because it's. I guess it would have been an okay word, except they use it always in terms of. Well, I'm just glad they're using their platform to get the message out, and what they mean by that is the left wing message, the social justice message,
and it's kind of like carbon footprint, except good.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you need to decrease your carbon footprint, but if you have a platform, you need to use it against global warming and, for good stuff. But platform, it's one of those words that any word that's new like that, I'm suspicious.
Yeah.
Like the word triggered or like cisgender, like any new word like that, I go, wait a minute, this is 1984. You're inventing words so that you can control how people think.
Yes.
And I reject them.
Yes, it's true. Although, you know, it would be because the part I like about platform is that we are in an age now where you don't have to have the elites give you the network platform. You know, a couple of years ago.
That's the only reason Donald Trump got elected.
Yes. So he does have a platform. It's just that no one talks about Donald Trump's platform. It's always used when people are talking about the, you know, kind of left-wing issues.
Right.
But I do like the idea that someone from outside the normal media circles can create their own platform. They can create a YouTube page. Excuse me.
It's called a channel, I think. You better drink some of that.
They can go right to these platforms that annoy me, but they are so powerful. You can go on, you can tweet, you can do an Instagram video, and you can go to people that you would never have exposure
to. Yes, exactly. You know who else did that? I hate saying this to a Catholic. Satan. No. Martin Luther.
Yes.
Martin Luther actually did that. He didn't do it deliberately, but it just so happened that the printing press had been invented. And suddenly you were able to, like, print a sermon, and then it was like, you know, for a tenth of a pfennig, it would just go out there, and everybody's reading it and talking about it. And that's why the Reformation was able to happen, because 100 years earlier, Jan Hus said basically the same stuff that that Luther said, and the Vatican monsters were able to crush him like a bug. And because he didn't have the ability to get the word out, you know.
And now, I love Eric Metaxas is somebody with a platform, many different platforms, and you can reach the culture your own way. You don't have to have the elitists roll out the red carpet for you.
But I'm fractured across many platforms. But you're right. It's just an interesting thing, and that's why I'm so glad Greg is able to do his shtick out there. I mean, he really is brilliantly funny.
We sell out shows. We're selling out theaters all across the country.
Get out.
Rooms I never thought I'd perform
in. So people can see you on stage?
Yeah. This summer we'll be at Asbury Park. I don't know where, a big theater in Asbury Park.
Asbury Park?
Yeah, we're going to be down there.
Okay, we're going to a break. We're going to be right back talking to Tom Shalhoub. Hey, Albin.
Hey, yeah.
Can I tell you about Relief Factor?
Oh, please do. Please.
No, I'm asking you, can I?
Oh, yeah, you may.
You mean I may?
You have permission.
But I tell you what.
What?
We've got somebody else who's going to talk about Relief Factor. Let's hear from her first. Her name is Sue. Here it is.
I have suffered with pain up and down my leg for 30 years, and it comes from working out. I was desperate, and I needed to find something that would help that pain. When I heard about the Quick Start program, I ordered it, and amazingly, it helped. I was pain-free.
Okay. Yeah. That's Sue, right?
Yeah.
Now, I was just with my relatives down in Atlanta for a wedding, and I was basically saying the same thing to them.
Wow.
I said, look, I advertise this thing on my program. It's called Relief Factor, okay? And some of them, they've got aches and pains. I said, trust me, the Quick Start Pack, $19.95, you get more than 3 weeks' worth. If you do it, you'll know in 3 weeks. Do it, please. I'm begging you. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
Home Advisor.
In today's mobile world, a landline may be an unnecessary expense, but your home telephone number is important to you. You've had that same number for years. It's in the church directory, the doctor's office has it, old friends can find you in directory assistance. Now there's a solution. With OurOldNumber.com, you can get rid of your expensive landline, keep your home telephone number, and your friends and family can reach you wherever you are. Whether you're just out running errands or down south for the winter, you'll never miss an important call. Calls to your home phone number are answered by a personal greeting from you. The caller selects which person they wish to speak with, and the call is immediately forwarded to that person's cell phone. It's the perfect solution. There's no equipment to buy or long-term contracts. OurOldNumber.com even eliminates those annoying sales calls. It's so easy to sign up. Just go to OurOldNumber.com to learn more and get started. You'll be glad you did. That's OurOldNumber.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Studies show Americans are getting less sleep than ever. Think about it. How did you sleep last night? At Boll & Branch, your sleep is all we think about. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. 5 years ago, my wife Missy and I set out to give you the best sleep of your life by creating the softest, most comfortable sheets in the world. But don't take my word for it. Our products have thousands of five-star reviews and are loved by three U.S. presidents. Every Boll & Branch product is designed with you in mind. From our signature soft sheets to our cozy throws to our plush towels. We even label the long and short sides of our fitted sheets so it's that much easier to make your bed. We want you to love your Boll & Branch purchase, so we give you a 30-day risk-free trial. And right now, you'll get $50 off your first set of sheets plus free shipping at bollandbranch.com with promo code CALM. That's B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code CALM to get $50 off. BollandBranch.com, promo code CALM.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
You know what I think of whenever I hear Kansas? A ship going off the edge of the earth.
Yeah, man.
Just to stare at that album cover. Where is it going?
When I got saved, I burned all my Kansas albums. I had to.
Yeah.
They were unbiblical. Hey, I'm talking to Tom Shalhoub. Tom, really, though, you perform with Greg Gutfeld, and this summer you're going to be in Asbury Park. You're going to be a lot of places.
Yeah.
But Asbury Park is a place that I know well because I was arrested six times. No. Asbury Park used to be a wonderful place, and then it fell on hard times and became like just one of those blighted places. And it's experiencing a great renaissance
right now.
And you are part of that renaissance.
Yeah.
You're performing with Greg Gutfeld at Asbury Park.
Some
this
theater
summer.
There, some big theater. I went there last summer with my family. And yes, we stayed at the Asbury Park Inn, which I think is a bed and breakfast that no longer exists. But it was wonderful right there near the beach. Went down.
The owners burned it down. They wanted the money.
Well, and yes, the waterfront is wonderful, and it's
actually
it's coming back.
You don't call it the waterfront.
You don't.
No, it's the ocean.
The ocean.
I think waterfront applies.
Waterfront's the ships
to where the ships are.
Yeah, I should have known that.
No, right? When you say the waterfront, I hear.
Yeah, you're right.
And I'm thinking, no, that's you're talking about the beach, man.
Yeah,
it's the Atlantic Ocean, man. But it is pretty cool, and it's Renaissance, and you're performing there.
Yeah, it's a little comedy, a little stand-up, a little, not much politics, mostly just, you know, talk a little bit about issues, take questions from the audience.
All right, but seriously, we've got to hit the new, people have been listening for 2 hours saying, when are they going to hit those, like those newsy issues? So we could talk about the Mueller investigation. Do you think that now that AG Barr is in there, that he's just like a machine, he's just doing his job, he doesn't care. The media and the Democrats are like gnats, and he's a rhino.
Yes, he is just
but a good rhino,
yes.
R-H-I-N-O.
My only question is, and I ask this of people all the time whenever I get in conversations about this, will there be guilt found? Or were these people, we know they were doing wrong, we know what they were doing. Okay,
yeah, yeah.
But what if they were so crafty that they, you don't think so? They crossed all T's and dotted all I's, and then we
let
said.
Me, my hair's messed up. Let me guarantee you something right now,
okay?
No joke. They knew that Hillary had to win and would win.
Yeah.
And when she won, we're sweeping all this into the ocean. You'll never be able to find those grains of sand again. They're gone forever.
Yeah, so you think they're there.
But here's the problem. She didn't win. And this is their worst nightmare.
I think so.
The last 2 years, the Mueller looniness, I mean, let's face it, it's insanity. They are just, you know, it's kind of like the kid and you got him. You know, he's in trouble now. And so he's going to say anything not to get, you know, he'll just make up anything because he's cornered. He'll make up the biggest lie. They are now just, I mean, think of this. They're attacking Barr. They're attacking Mueller. I mean, 10 minutes ago, they were attacking Mueller for not being this enough or that enough or whatever. Like, he was their hero. Then Barr comes in, and suddenly now this guy who has, like, a spotless record, he is a Trump mouthpiece. He sold his soul for Trump or whatever. And you think they're so scared because
they are, yeah.
I guarantee you there are crimes and there's stuff. It's like treasonous. I mean, look, if the Obama administration, presidential administration, participated in any way in trying to get dirt, in trying to skew the election, in trying to do any of that stuff, if the CIA and the FBI in any way were involved in that, that's as dark as it gets. That makes Watergate look like I stole a chocolate bar
from
the CVS.
It's so true. But when things happen, usually at some point when things get out in the open, eventually, even the people who are you know, on this side, they'll eventually admit it and say, okay, all right, you were right, it all happened. But what if it all happens and it's all out there and we see, because we know what, you and I know now what happened. We know what went on there. But what if they put it all out there in black and white and these guys, the Jim Comeys and everything, keep saying, oh, no, that's not the way it is. And they stick to their story. And then we're just left saying, oh, well.
Okay, you have clearly been having too much fun because in the news lately, we've been hearing that they are all attacking each other.
Yeah, you're
Comey
right.
Comey is attacking Loretta Lynch, or rather, Loretta Lynch is claiming straight-faced, I never said that the Hillary thing was an issue. I never said that. Okay, in other words, here you have the attorney general telling the head of the FBI that you must, was it FBI, CIA? I'm confused. Comey. Telling him you've got to make it an issue, it is not, or a matter, it's not a, you know, whatever the other word was. And she's flat out saying, nope, that directive that he is hiding behind and smearing me with, no, that didn't happen. And it's, I mean, that's actually not a strong example. There are many examples where they're starting to go after each other, and you've got Strzok and Page and whatever. I think the fact is they know, I'm not kidding, these are very smart people. They know they're going to go to jail. They know they've got to do anything they can do, you better do it now because it's closing in.
It's a very interesting time, Eric.
That is so. You really went out there on that one. You sure you wouldn't want to say that?
Yeah, it's just things are very interesting now. It is fun, and it's fun to do media because of that, because you have something to talk about every day.
But I mean, can you even imagine that? So Trump weathered the storm of this Mueller stuff for 2 years. I mean, brutal, and he just comes out like, Not a bruise, not a hair out of place. It's like, and now he says, okay, and guess what? Now it's your turn, folks. Now the guns are being slowly turned around, and we're coming after you. It's like a movie. Isn't it like a movie?
It's
like
unbelievable. Yes, because in the movie, there's a big explosion, and you think, oh, what? This is unbelievable. It's a disaster. And then someone walks out of the smoke. You know what I mean?
That's exactly what it is. They walk out of the smoke, and it's like, uh-oh, game on. And that's kind of what. Okay, before we go to our final segment with Tom Shalhoub, I want to remind everyone out there that we meant this to be a completely substance-free show. We don't want to say anything of substance; just joke around. But I'm going to remind you, if you haven't gone and given anything to Angel Tree, you need to go to MetaxasTalk.com ASAP, folks. Seriously, we need your help. Doesn't matter what you give; $200 sends a kid to camp for the entire week, folks. That would be amazing. We just need a little more help. Go to MetaxasTalk.com. Just look at the videos. You'll see when you click on Angel Tree, it is just the greatest thing ever. We'll be right back with Tom Shalhoub.
So, along with everything else you have to do day-to-day running your business, you're trying to manage your digital marketing and social media. It's a lot of heavy lifting. How can you compete? Well, first, lighten the load. Get in touch with Salem Surround. We take the mysteries of digital marketing off your shoulders and deliver customers so you can run your business. To compete in today's business world, you must utilize every digital marketing tool possible. But who has the time to research, learn, and access all the options? Our team at Salem Surround has the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof. It's easy, and there's no heavy lifting. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. There really are no limitations on how and where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at SalemSurround.com. SalemSurround.com. Connecting you with new customers.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The top Republican on the Homeland Security Committee says the U.S. does not want war with Iran.
Texas Republican Michael McCaul says the U.S. is not the aggressor.
There's no intention to go to war in the region. This is a deterrent operation to stop Iran's escalation and aggression in the region.
McCaul spoke with reporters after a closed-door briefing from top administration officials on the growing U.S. military presence in the region.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. As anticipated, former White House counsel Don McGahn did not appear to testify today before the House Judiciary Committee on the instruction of President Trump. Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler is warning of a possible contempt charge. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 190 points. The Nasdaq is up 81. This is SRN News.
Oh my God, we need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Like, those are the kind of lyrics I'm talking about.
Seamstress for the band. That's incredible.
Tom Shalhoub, we're just innocents. We listen to this music, Tiny Dancer. I'm thinking, I've never taken the trouble to figure out what that means.
No, nor do I care. But I
Tiny it brings Dancer. Up all sorts I just of like the imagery. I just like the music.
Yeah.
fortunately, we're out of time.
What?
No, we've just got this last segment. But you know, this music, it's so evocative. And we hear this stuff, and it's just, but it's interesting. When you're kids, you just don't, you know. But Bernie Taupin, who wrote those lyrics.
Yes, great lyric writer.
I met him, and I thought I was going to die.
It's incredible.
I met him backstage at the Elton concert. The people listening must think I'm like some big celebrity or something. It was like a freaky thing. But I got to meet Bernie, and I asked him, you know that song? What is the song? Where Elton squeals this crazy line, Alvin Tostig had a son today, Levon.
Yeah, Levon.
And I said to Bernie, I said, who's Alvin Tostig? Because you look it up on the net, no one knows.
No one knows.
And he said to me, yeah, he's whoever you want him to be or something like that. Like, I think, you know, as a young man writing lyrics, he never thought that 50 years in the future, somebody would ask him, like, you know, would follow up on that. Like, where'd you get that from?
Probably came to him in a dream. Alvin Tostig, such a strange name.
Alvin Tostig had a son today. And it's gonna leave on. And you're like, okay, wait, stop, pause. Who's Alvin Tostig?
Yeah.
Anyway, we're talking about lyrics on the Eric Metaxas Show with Tom Shalhoub. Tom, if people want to find you, they go to TomShalhoub.com.
TomShalhoub.com.
And you are performing here and there. But the most important thing is you've got a radio show.
Yeah, I've got a radio show.
Every day.
Is that the most important thing?
Isn't it?
You
do it every day. You take the train in from Spuyten Duyvil.
I do. And in all sorts of media, doing all sorts of media on Fox Nation, the Fox platform.
Actually, I forgot. We should have talked about that. You had me on Quiz Show.
Quiz Show.
I can't tell you. I had so much fun that I got confused.
But you did pretty good on the Quiz Show.
I mean, listen, please have me back, even if the cameras aren't on, just so I can pretend that I'm on a quiz show. It's the most fun thing I've ever done.
It is.
People need to go to foxnation.com and check it out. But you're like a natural. You just slip right in. Hey, you're just the quiz master.
I always watch game shows as a kid, and you never think you're going to be able to do it. But now I'm kind of doing my own game show. It's amazing.
Who didn't want to grow up to be Gene Rayburn?
Oh, yeah. Gene Rayburn with that microphone. You know,
Gene Rayburn was, you know, you try to think, okay, so apart from that show, who was Gene Rayburn?
I don't know. I don't know where they got him.
No one knows.
No.
And he looks slightly mummified. Like you're thinking, he's very thin, very kind of a skull-like face. Why is he here? Wink Martindale.
Wink Martindale makes sense.
Makes perfect sense. He named himself Wink.
Yeah. Chuck Woolery was on my quiz show.
No way.
He was a guest on my quiz show.
Chuck Woolery?
The Chuck Woolery, yes.
Not Chuck Woolery Jr.?
No. He came on, did that.
Get out of here.
Exactly.
What about Richard Dawson? You going to get him?
I have not had Richard Dawson. Although, if I did, I would probably give him a big kiss. Because remember, he used to kiss everybody?
Richard Dawson died many years ago.
Okay.
I'm sorry to bring that up.
He was in Hogan's Heroes, another show. And there's almost nothing about Richard Dawson's career that could play on TV today.
Here's the good news and bad news. I want you to come back on as soon as possible because we haven't talked about F Troop. We're out of time.
Hogan's Heroes. Get smart.
We need to do that.
Yeah.
Tom Shalhoub, thank you for lightening my load by being on this program. TomShalhoub.com is the website. My website's MetaxasTalk.com. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.